And this is the basis for all serologic tests, actually, including antigen detection RDTs that we will talk about now. I'm sure you've all seen an RDT before. It's a type of test like a pregnancy test in a cassette where you have a reading window with a test and a control line. You have a place to deposit your sample and your buffer. If you would pry this open, you would get a test strip on a nitrocellulose membrane, which has an absorbent pad on the left and on the right side. But more importantly, there's a purple field, which we call the conjugate pad. This purple color actually comes from gold bound to antibodies. These antibodies are specific for the antigen that we are trying to detect, and it's labeled with the gold to give it a color. Then, on the test strip, we have the test line. The test line is coated with, again, an antibody against the antigen, but this time against another epitope of the antigen. So if the antibody that is bound on the conjugate pad binds to the head of the antigen, the antibody bound to the test strip binds to its feet, let's say. And then finally you have the control line, which again is an antibody coated on the strip, but this time it's an antibody against antibodies. You will see how this comes together.